Up next, we have Coach Helfrich. Oregon travels to face Stanford this weekend on Saturday. We'll now open it up to questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Kyle Kinsing with Athlon Sports.
Coach, obviously Stanford has had some great defenses throughout the years, and looking at this year's Stanford defense, what do you see from them that they're able to do well, maybe on par with past teams or perhaps even better?
Well, it's just simply their production, how they, you know, as points-wise, very similar. You know, they've had a couple defenses that have given up a fewer, you know, fewer points or whatever situationally, but just a really, really good defense. They're really versatile. They've mixed and matched some of their down guys with two down, three down, one down, and then very, very successfully integrating that into kind of their base package. And then they always play a ton of coverages very well. They're just very, very solid technically. They tackle very well, and so kind of a rinse repeat kind of thing when you look at them. Just different names on the back of the jerseys.
And speaking of the rinse repeat, this is 4 years in a row now with Kevin Hogan at quarterback. How has he matured from your perspective?
Yeah, he can go anytime as far as we're concerned. He's been fantastic. I thought he, you know, 2 years ago played one of the best games I've ever seen him play. He and Kyle Murphy, it seems like they've been there for 10 years, just so good, so solid. I mean, has really willed their team. He and McCaffrey and their front have done so many good things, in so many different ways. Throwing it, running it, the you know, the element of run pass is alive and well, and so very difficult to defend.
Thank you.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Chantel Jennings, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Chantel.
I talked with Tyson and Tyler and DeForest earlier this week, and they said that, you know, about 4 or 5 games into the season, they decided they needed to be more vocal as leaders. And I know you guys as a staff, you don't yell a lot, and you guys did so well with Marcus and Hronis as leaders who were quiet on the quieter end, really. I was curious if you've noticed a difference in what kind of an impact that's had on your team this year.
I think you would have a lot of takers on the other side of that yelling statement. But, yeah, I think Defoe in particular is another naturally just – he's not a natural talker. He's a doer and a little bit more of a follower from a – you know, just his nature. And I don't mean that in a bad sense at all. And we've been looking for him, looking for Royce. Again, two guys that are just kind of quieter guys to step up. And Tyson is a much more naturally vocal guy. And, you know, is in a position now where, you know, kind of earning and having some justification for stepping up and speaking up and being followed. And so that's something, you know, you have to have and continues to develop.
Have you heard a difference, though, 4 or 5 games into the season? Like, did you, during practice or on the sideline, any kind of a difference that you just heard?
I haven't kept track of it that way. You know, I know every practice, every day, I'm saying something to those guys, and then, you know, you hear them talking to each other about something along those lines, whether it's just, you know, the tempo of practice, getting guys to drills, getting guys lined up, getting the scout team offense lined up, maintaining the standard of running to the ball, whatever it may be.
All right, awesome.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And there's no questions at this time.
All right.
Thank you, Coach, for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.